2/3 of divorces after age 40 are initiated by husbands or wives. 2/3, and no, Porsches is not the third choice. Husbands or wives. Believe it or not, wives.
Really?
Debunking the myth that the older man divorces his wife for a younger woman, AARP magazine, which, you know, AARP, you know what magazine you get after American Association of Retired Persons? You know what magazine you get after AARP?
What?
H-A-R-P.
H-A-R-P? A-R-I-P.
By the way, if I subscribe to AARP magazine,
no kidding,
I'm on my way to see Kevorkian. I'm never going to want to read something like that.
That had better come in a plain brown wrapper.
AARP?
Yeah, you bet. I don't care what my porn shows up in, but if I'm getting AARP, hide it. Hide it from the neighbors. Nobody knows.
According to their magazine, 2/3 of divorces after age 40 are initiated by the woman. 2/3. The stereotype is exactly the opposite. None of us would have guessed this. 2/3 initiated by the wives.
Well, see, that's... I think it's a useless stat. I really do. Because 2/3 of women say, I want a divorce, and 1/3 of men say, I want a divorce, and but the cause is all the same thing. The guy's a piece of crap who cheated on her. So, you know, the guy cheats on his wife, and 1/3 of them say, it's worth half my stuff. Guy cheats on a wife, and a wife says, oh, yeah, it's worth half your stuff. All women think it's worth half your stuff.
So you're saying, and by the way, you didn't see the rest of these stats, did you? Oh, yeah, they're going to bear you out a little bit. It seems that there's lots of reasons the woman would want the divorce and the guy wouldn't.
Yeah, they say this dismisses the stereotype that older men will leave their wives for younger women, and what older men like to do is keep their wives and have younger women.
And half their stuff, yes.
And it's only when, like you say, they're found out that the wife initiates the
The wife process. Initiates the divorce. Because if the wife didn't initiate the divorce...
easy street.
Right, because the man controls usually more of the breadwinnings. Mm-hmm. Usually, except like Maura. She's the big breadwinner, isn't she?
Yeah. That's dangerous, too, though.
What?
Well, I was reading on... We had Men's Health on last week. We were talking about an article on Men's Health, and I found the 15 signs that a woman may cheat was on Men's Health magazine. And one of the top signs,
being on with a morning show that's rated number one?
No. When a woman makes a good income.
Oh. She's more likely to cheat.
Women who cheat have certain commonalities.
Come on.
No, they said women in their 30s more likely to cheat than women who are in their 20s or 40s. Okay?
Women they have no money in their 20s.
Right. And they're set in their ways in their 40s.
In their 40s, well, right. They're not just set in their ways. They're not.
They're freshness dated.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Be nice.
Do you have a comment?
No.
Feel free, by the way. Mm. There's no one here to spank us.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not saying it's fact. I'm just saying it's what Men's Health magazine was putting out.
All right. So here's funny. Here are the top causes. So you got the stat, okay, that supposedly disproves the man divorces his wife for a younger woman. And by the way, it does disprove it. A man does not divorce his wife to be with a younger woman. A wife divorces him for being with the younger woman.
Bingo.
That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the top causes for divorce, women over 40. Number one.
These are the ones the women say were the reason?
Well, yeah. And so if we're on the dating game, the women will say it's the reason.
Ladies!
I think she'd say I'm verbally, physically, or emotionally abusive.
All right, let's hold up the card.
23%.
Wow.
And by the way, I don't think that's fair putting verbal and emotional in with physical, because to me, physical is a crime. It should be rated separately. I don't want to think, 23% verbally abusive, that's very subjective.
That's a judgment call.
It is. You know what I mean? It's like watching the end of a championship football game at my house sometimes. We just, it's all in good fun. But I'm sure if either of us were quoted out of context.
Right, sure. Anything could be construed as.
It was Archie Bunker. I mean, nobody loved his wife more than Archie Bunker.
Absolutely. Right?
He
stifle,
did nothing. But
stifle. That's emotionally abusive, Your Honor.
No, it isn't. It's just a funny
couple.
Yeah,
you're nibbing her creativity, her sense of individuality in the bud, Your
that's
Honor.
That's true.
Give him half his stuff.
So that's. I hate that statistic because physical abuse is a really bad thing and it should have its own category. But it was number one. Number two, women will say, of why they divorce their man. Alcohol or drug abuse. Alcohol or drug abuse. That's 18%.
Okay.
Surprisingly, coming in at number three, the one you all would have guessed. You're like the guy trying to play cowbell on Don't Fear the Reaper.
You suck.
Eric, you have no timing. We need a black intern to do that. All right.
Won't the gay guy suffice?
I'm sure any white guy, what did you call us, pale white virgins,
pale
would
white
even do better than
man.
You.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a pop and pour sound effect for the alcoholic thing.
So you were distracted by your bulbous brain. All right, the number three reason for women cheating is... Oh, the number reason for women leaving you is cheating.
Right, cheating.
Let's get rid of the drum roll.
Infidelity.
Infidelity. And the top reasons for men... lose the drum roll, okay? It's just not working. Bring in a session player. The number one reason for men leaving, what do you think it is? What is the number one reason for men leaving? This is good enough to take phone calls on. When men leave a woman, what's the number one reason they leave?
When a man says, honey, I want a divorce, the number one reason they are filing for
By the divorce. Way, do you say honey? Honey? No. You haven't said honey for a while.
Yeah, if you're getting a
Although
divorce.
You would, if you wanted a divorce, he'd be very nice about it, wouldn't he?
He would.
Yeah.
I hate to have to do this, sweetie. You've been really good to me.
But I found a young woman with black crotch, black thong underwear. She's going to wash my thing and clean out my ventilator at night.
This is the AARP.
Call
right?
that true love.
What's the number one reason you think that men give?
Or ask for?
No, this is what men who are asking for divorces, the reason.
Okay.
Number one reason. And yes, only women can answer this. I want women to answer this. 1-800-252-1025. Men over 40, they get a divorce. What's the number one reason they say? Kim.
I'm guessing that it's money.
And why do you guess money?
Money because...
the man always loses. The man always...
The woman is spending too much?
The man always loses. If the woman is spending too much, he's still making out twice as good as if she gets half his stuff.
Right.
Right?
That's true.
No, so the man does not say money.
Oh, okay.
Want to take a second guess?
Sure. Probably younger woman.
Younger woman? No. Not mentioned in the top three at all.
Not admitted to.
Not admitted to in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You got to remember, you're talking man's responses.
Man, and this is what men say.
Right.
So, ladies, you have to, this is a lot like the we used to be dating game. Marianne, hello.
Hi.
I think
it's sex.
You think it's sex?
Yeah.
The number one reason for men leaving is sex?
Yeah, that the women aren't performing in the bedroom.
Well, it's the number one reason for men breathing. but in this particular survey, they did not mention sex. They did mention sex. I shouldn't say they didn't mention. They didn't use the word sex, but they mentioned something that involved it. But it's not number one. Stacy in Bremerton. Number one reason for men over 40 leaving their woman and asking for a divorce.
I think it's because guys think that the woman has got too fat.
Too fat.
Fat. Overweight. Heavy.
Not mentioned. Not mentioned in the top three.
Oh.
So you're good. You're good for a few more years.
You suck.
I'm kidding.
I'm glad that wasn't mentioned. I'd be ashamed of men to give that reason.
Well, these reasons, you're going to be ashamed of me anyway.
By the way, none of the ones they're giving are as bad as the ones that are coming
up. Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no. And Shelby in Everett. Hello, Shelby.
Hi.
What do you think the number one reason is that men over 40 ask for a divorce?
Well, as my husband puts it, bait and switch. He stopped putting out.
You stopped putting out.
Well, I didn't.
I can hear the kid in the background. Yeah.
I got Shelby.
Four kids. I didn't stop.
No, that's not it, Shelby, but thank you.
Thanks for taking time to pick the phone up.
Okay, and we're still... Now, we'll only take different ones that we haven't heard so far.
Wow.
So far, not one woman has mentioned any of the top three reasons men give for leaving you. This could be a communication problem. We're only taking calls from women. We're asking for the top three reasons men would give for divorcing you after, you know, after 40, you've been married
right.
a while. So you don't even have a clue.
That's a bad sign.
Well, and one of the answers was close. I have to give it that. It wasn't the correct word. But this, we're playing this like Jeopardy, the decision of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So far, no one's got it exactly right.
And the one that was close wasn't the best, I mean, it wasn't the number one answer.
Okay, there's one right answer.
Okay.
Oh, there's the second right answer.
They're honing in, huh?
They're honing in.
All right.
Here's an incorrect answer. Maria in Bothell, what do you think?
Good morning, everybody. I think the divorce rate is up because women cannot produce any more children, and those later in life men that are starting out their children, they want children now, and their mom, they just can't do it.
Okay, that's not mentioned. Wow. I'm sure there are cases of that.
Over 40 and want to be a dad?
Yeah. I don't.
I need something more fertile, sweetie. This field's been plowed down.
Nothing personal. You're just barren.
You're just sorry. Barren. No, that's not it, but there is a trend towards older men, you know, having children. I agree with that. All right. Some of you have some of the correct answers. Jennifer in Olympia, I think you are right, but men don't say this. What do you say it is?
I think it's because the woman nags him too much.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
that's a personal favorite for you.
It's a personal? Yes, it is. Joe?
Yeah.
You with me and brother in solidarity here?
Oh, boy. It's going to be a long weekend. I don't know.
I'll back your play.
Doing pretty good here.
Yep,
so.
She nagged me out of the marriage.
No, it doesn't happen because, frankly, I'll say this. I'll take one for the team here. Most of the nagging I get...
You deserve?
Yeah.
You know, let him say it, please.
No, that's all right. I didn't want to say it because then I'll be held to it. Consider it said.
Well put.
All right, thank you. All right, here are the... Oh, let's credit some of the people who got it right. Lee in North Bend, you had half the answer. The top reason... you could bring the drum roll back. The top reason men give for leaving their wives is... No obvious problems. What a piece of dirt.
What?
Huh?
No obvious problems.
We don't have any problems. I'm out of here.
Well, and then they say, simply fell out of love. No obvious problems.
Oh.
And Lee in North Bend, you had it. Fallen out of love, right?
Right.
Wow. Lee, did you stop at the 76 truck stop for this? Where are you? I hear that's a highway in the background.
I am driving to a doctor's appointment right now in Issaquah.
Oh, and you have your window open, don't you?
I don't. I just must drive an old car, I guess.
You know what? That's true. Older cars are a little noisier inside.
It's raining, too, so.
Oh, is it raining right now?
Yeah.
That sucks. All right. So, Lee, fallen out of love, what made you come up with that number one correct answer when no one else could?
Well, I was watching Katie Kirk this morning while I was getting dressed, and they had the same topic, and I was listening because it was interesting to me.
Okay, so this proves my point that women don't know. The top three reasons.
That does, definitely.
Unless Katie Couric or I tell them.
Well, I would say they don't know, but that's not enough of a reason for a woman.
To fall. Yeah,
right.
I fell out of love, but hey.
Tough!
It just goes to show you men are basically dishonest pigs. I mean, that falling out of love is not a real answer to anything. It could be any number of reasons,
yeah,
right?
You fall out of love, climb back on. When you fall off the horse, you climb back on.
Climb right back on. Maybe that'll get you back
you
in
fall
love.
Off the cow, climb back on.
Right.
Well, can I say something?
No.
Yes. No, go ahead, please.
I think men and women both need to work at it to keep the love alive.
Thank you. I almost said your mom is back. Your wife is back.
Yes, she's back. She was thrilled that the house was clean, and she was.
She didn't mind that you spent money cleaning the house.
No, she didn't.
Did she know immediately that you hired someone?
Oh yeah, she. Well, she looked, came in, she looked, and goes, "Oh man, he really cleaned." And then she went into the bathroom and saw, you know, basically her reflection in the toilet, and said, "No, he didn't do that."
Someone.
That, and these people, they got some magic chemicals or something, because
magic
they,
chemicals. They got, that's what it takes.
They got dirt out that, that even she didn't
tiny
realize.
Tiny grime busting magic chemical.
Oh yeah, because our sink had never. I mean, we were wanting a new sink. That's how bad it was. Whatever they did, it looks like it's been painted. I mean, it's there was just
paint a sink.
Well, it looks white again, and it,
well,
it,
yeah.
It,
they thought they had an off white sink. it's now right. A white sink. Huh?
All right. Well, so that's nice. So you have a cleaning lady that's maybe she's going to be a regular?
Well, this was a one-shot deal.
One-shot.
Yeah.
Wham, bam. Thanks very much.
Thanks, ladies. Yeah.
For four ladies, right?
Yeah, they were...
Am I saying stuff you didn't tell your wife?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. She did, though. She goes, who all was over while I was away? And I said, well, let's see, Ken came over, helped me with the computer. Bill came over. We went to the ball game. And she says, oh, which one, where's this, Ken or Bill? And there was a thing of lipstick. And I said, sweet.
She does that to you?
Well, it was.
Whose is this?
Yeah. It's Ken's, honey. Your news is out. We call him Kendra down at the club.
And I have no idea.
So someone, one of your cleaning ladies left lipstick.
Well, I assumed that it was my wife's and that they dug it out of a couch or something when they were vacuuming. But she swears it's not hers.
It's funny. Something like that happened to me yesterday, too. Lisa found something.
Yeah.
It was a shirt or something. And she said, where did this come from?
Da-da-da.
And I said... the closet.
And the innocent simplicity of his...
Well, here's the thing. I'm so ADD. You know,
I don't know.
I either don't know or can't know.
Well, and I had deniability. I mean, it was sitting in a perfectly clean house all by itself. If I were hiding something, I would have hid it.
That's
and,
right. I'm real good at hiding stuff. If I were hiding, I'd have put it right.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
I mean, I left it sitting out, assuming it was
hers. Yeah.
One of the worst things that can happen to a guy is that something female is left for the wife to ponder.
Mm-hmm.
And oft times, I think lots times, totally innocent, although sometimes not innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there are some things that are still questions never answered.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that there's probably been four or five of them in my last 5 years or so that it turned out to be my boys.
Yeah.
Boys chilling.
Yeah, honey, you're right. I had some spank me thong girl over. It was probably me. Couldn't have been either of the guys, Mr. Rippled Stomach Guy, or the funny cute one. No, couldn't have been either one of those two.
Right.
Yeah, boy toy. That was me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll try that attitude
that's
next
sarcastic.
Time.
No.
That sounds like something I'd like
it.
To go for. So that's not bad. So lipstick shows, and so but she whipped it out.
Yeah. But after she quizzed me about who all was over, and none were female, she pulled that out, and you know, I swore it was hers. And I looked at she goes, "This isn't the color I wear." And I looked at it, and it was a pretty nice, sophisticated. I mean, if it had been the like whore in church red color, I think I would have been in more trouble.
Excuse me.
That's the color my mom always called
hooker
it.
Hooker in church. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Hooker in church, yeah. Mm. At Whore in Church, that's a knockoff brand. You'd want to buy that.
You want to buy the good ones.
The really bright red stuff. It wasn't that.
Yeah.
It was the subdued stuff. Uh-huh. So.
Do they have names like that for lipstick, or are those nicknames?
Those are nicknames.
Nicknames for lipstick.
There's no such line
Tammy,
as a
Tammy, do you have names for
pump
lipstick?
Either.
Do you call it? Do you have, like... casual nicknames for lipstick? Or?
No, I usually get mine in Jean Juarez, and nice. They name it like Pike Place Pink. That's my current favorite.
Hey, man. Buddy, can you spare
you know,
a quarter orange?
A pike is a fish, and pink, I don't know.
I don't think about it too much. I just try it on, and if it works, I go with it.
Yeah. Salmon Smacker.
Well, that's cool they give it Northwest names, though, huh? They localize it.
Yeah.
Quick call from guys. What's the most embarrassing thing your wife found and you couldn't explain? The most embarrassing thing your wife found and you couldn't explain. to this day probably can't explain.
Can't explain or won't.
We'll
start with can't.
Okay.
We'll use we have a brotherhood code. We don't do the...
Oh.
Yeah. Do we have a brotherhood code?
I would hope.
I don't. The BS detector is on.
Would you specifically bust out at one of our guys out there and hunt down his dark secret and throw it out there for the missus?
Nah.
Oh, you mean now?
Yeah, I mean...
You mean, in other words, if he's got an excuse and I can tell it's a fake excuse, you want me to cover for him?
Would you drive the bus over, brother?
Normally, yeah. I'm starting to feel bad about it now. Hey, guys, what's the most unexplained mystery your wife has ever found? Were you ever able to explain it? Did you take a lot of heat? All right. Spike wants you, if you're guilty, to keep lying like a rug.
Just, you know.
1-800-252-1025. Jack is in Seattle. Jack, hello.
How are you?
Good. What was the unexplained mystery?
Well, my wife found a red stain, lipstick colored, on the front waistband of my white underwear.
Dude, you're
your
toast.
Your underwear?
You're toast.
Lipstick on your underwear?
It's red stain. I have no idea what it is.
Really?
Lipstick on the pillow is one thing. And how did she nonchalantly saunter up to, or did she do what Joe's wife does, which is like the
What are these? Put them down.
There was a half a sense of we were actually, believe it or not, we were folding clothes together, and she picked it up and looked at it. She's like, well, what's this? And I had just actually come back from Indianapolis.
Oh, this gets worse.
And I looked at it, and I'm like, I have no idea. But she trusts me. No, I really don't have any idea.
So she let it drop.
Yeah, she let it drop.
That's a good woman.
She's a good woman.
And she had every reason to trust you, right? You really don't have any idea.
Oh, absolutely. I have no idea. No,
of course not. Spike don't want us to bust a brother, so
there
we're going to say good
day.
Have a good one. Don and Linwood, what was the biggest unexplained mystery in your marriage?
I was in training in Alabama or North Carolina, one of the two, and I accidentally called her cell phone with mine, and it went to voicemail. And it recorded me and some girls talking and whatever else. And to this day, she wants to know who that is, and I just don't know. I can't tell her.
You were somewhere, and women were talking with you.
Yes.
But it was all on the up and up.
Oh, yeah. It was on the up and up, and I don't remember. I mean, it just, my phone pressed send, and I don't know. It was just sitting in the car, and I don't know.
Wait a minute. Now these women were in your car.
Yeah. We've only had 10 seconds with you, and already.
Boy, you're in deep.
We're wondering ourselves. Don, but you're a brother, so we're going to let you go. Thanks. This is Spike's new rule.
Wait a minute.
Let the brothers get away with whatever they want. Rick in Bellevue. Hello, Rick.
Hello. Hey, found an empty tampon wrapper and a tampon applicator in the bathroom.
At your house?
Yeah.
And?
Had some guys over for a cookout, and one of the guys came by with his girlfriend and stopped by for a short bit and never thought twice about it. She must have used the bathroom.
So does your wife, and by the way, mine I think does, your wife go through the trash at the house just in case there were any clues? Does your wife do that?
I think she was just emptying the trash can, that's all.
Oh, you think it was a normal routine emptying?
Right.
Sifting through the contents on the way down?
3:30
Yeah. Same day she got home, right?
Yeah, mine doesn't go through it too much. My daughter sure does, though.
We've caught our boys and stuff going through the trash.
Oh, you caught them doing stuff?
Looking for evidence against you?
No, I don't know. She'll bust any one of us if she can, but but I'm pretty clean living. So there's, you know, occasional unexplained mystery is usually explainable. Right. But with the boys, when they started to have girlfriends and started to, you know, sneak in, have parties and things, you know, which we put a whole stop to. But, you know, they would, like, not think the 8 pizza boxes would go right into
the
trash.
Recycling bin. That's a schnapps bottle in there. What the hell's up with that? Garden gnomes. Getting drunk.
Biggest unexplained mystery, Sharon in Puyallup?
Yes.
You found something, didn't you?
Yes. I had gone away for the weekend, and when I came home, and, like, I was just normal cleaning, and I was using one of the vacuum attachments, the one that has a little fuzzy that you would do your grapes drapes with, and there was something sticky on it. And I'm like, what the heck? And had to ask him about 3-4 times over a period of time, like, what is on this attachment? And finally got out that it had been Vaseline. And I'm like, what the hell? It was just like, what were you doing with this vacuum attachment? It can go there.
Now he thought it was
all
for
of us have moved 3 feet away from the microphone.
He thought it was for cleaning his grapes, not his drapes. That makes perfect sense to me
does
now.
Is that something that can be done?
Did he
Lord knows what you can buy these days that would do things like that.
What did he say?
All right, let's get out Mr. Sucky.
Did he confess?
It took him a while to...
Oh, how embarrassing.
Exactly.
He did confess. Oh, you know what, Sharon? You're now, busting a brother now.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now, Sharon, were you understanding when you broke him down like that, or did you hold it against him? Did you?
No, I didn't hold it against him. Okay. I'm just like, whatever. Experimenting, I guess, with himself is better than doing else.
You know, at least that vacuum didn't have a human attached to it.
There you go.
102.5 KZOK. What is this?
On the vacuum.
Don't go back. Dude, let
the
it
vacuum
go.
Vacuum cleaner thing was weird.
Wow. I mean, I love my Kirby.
they come with everything. Where's the blonde? The redhead attachment. That's what I think.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Email me in private, guys, on that one. Because that's a new one on me. Oh. I've never heard of such a thing.
Can you imagine that poor man? She had to break him down and admit to that. I mean, it's one thing when she finds your porno collection and you've got a cop to, you know, but, oh, the vacuum attachment.
I missed you, baby. I love you.
Well, just in case any other guy gets caught with that, let's think of an excuse that would actually work. Is there one?
Boy.
Yeah, you dropped a jar of Vaseline on the porcelain floor or the tile floor of your bathroom and it broke and you wanted to...
Tried to vacuum up Vaseline. Yes. Ooh, that sounds really neat.
That's a lot better than a truth.
Buying that one, Tammy?
Absolutely not.
No, that's not it.
Guys don't vacuum.
There you go.
Okay, the cat got into it. And I know how much you love the cat. I wanted to clean the cat up.
I wouldn't ask.
You just move.
I wouldn't want to know.
You just wipe it off and go about your day.
Take it to your grave. Mm-hmm. You're a sweet
lady. All
right,
what other unexplained mysteries did you have a tough time with? And yes, let's open this up to the women, too. The women will tell us about what they found,
mm-hmm.
what it looked like, and whether or not, as a gal, you were satisfied with the explanation. I'll bet there's at least one woman out there going, so that's what was on the back of the cleaner. Someone who learned something on the program today. 1-800-252-1025. Jim in Auburn, did you have an unexplained mystery?
Oh, yeah. This is about 5 years ago. My son was 16, and my wife was going through some laundry or something, and she found a bra in our bedroom. And it wasn't her size. And, you know, of course, you know, she immediately came past me, and I had no idea.
So wait a minute. She finds a bra. It's not her size. I assume it was smaller than her. Not, it was one of these big
watermelon
holes.
Oh, my God.
But she finds it, and she comes up to you. Is she holding it when she comes up to you?
Actually, she was, and she kind of has a little bit of a grin on her face, and she said, do you know what this is all about? And I said, well, yeah, I think it's a bra. Isn't it yours?
They're for support, so your back don't hurt, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And she said, well, it's not the right size. And, you know, after looking at it a little more closely, I could tell that it was a little smaller. And I had no explanation. I thought maybe she had bought the wrong size, and it, you know, had gotten... Just
honey, you must have bought the wrong size.
Are your boobs getting bigger, baby? All right.
Well, come to find out, like I said, my son was 16 at the time, and she never even bothered to think about anything like might have been something to do with one of his little girly friends. And
so your 16-year-old is bringing a little girly friend into your bedroom,
well,
and she's leaving,
happened,
she's forgetting?
We had both been gone for the better part of a day, day and a half, and he'd had a friend over.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it was hers, but I never said anything. I found out maybe about a month later he kind of was telling me, and I wasn't going to throw him under the bus. So I never said anything, and she, you know, we have a good marriage, so she, you know, she trusted me, even though she was pretty.
Question for Tammy. Tammy?
Yes.
She knows.
What?
She knows that it was the 16-year-old. She knew the first when she first brought it to him.
Yeah,
smiling,
or she wouldn't have been smiling.
She
knew. Absolutely.
She would not have been smiling.
Yeah. Did your son tell you about
this?
Dude,
you're the last to know in your family anything. I've already figured this out.
Yeah, she's sharpening her claws.
Yeah.
Well, if she did suspect our son, you know, she never said anything, and it kind of crossed my mind pretty quickly, but I didn't say anything. And about 2 years later,
you don't bust a brother or a
right,
son.
Or a son.
He admitted it.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
He admitted it, you know, to her. He had told me, and he said, you know, he asked me if I was going to tell Mom, and I said, no, I ain't going to say anything. This is your responsibility. And so he finally got up the courage to say something to her, and, you know, we laughed about it. He's about 21 now, and we laughed about it.
Did you have any problem with him bringing her into your room, or... I mean, is that where the tie-down straps were? So that made perfect sense.
I don't think he actually brought her into our room. I think what happened was that it got mixed up in some laundry.
Okay.
It ended up in the laundry basket, which happens to be in a corner of our room.
Gotcha.
Right. But again, the question of how it got from her nice little Fermies to your laundry.
I don't know. I just wish I had a video camera in the house. It would have been made for
a
good movie.
Oh, you're wonderful. Hey, you know what? There's a clown. There's a clown opening at Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
It's Tapo. Yeah.
Tapo the clown. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, man.
Here's Bobby and
look,
Porter.
He's playing with the kids with the camera. Sorry, that cute.
Port Townsend. All right, if you just tuned in, here's the deal. What's the biggest unexplained mystery? Ladies, what did you find and wonder how that got there? Guys, what did she find, and what was your explanation? Bobby, are you breathing heavy?
I'm breathing.
All right. Well, I heard this. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, it's been a couple of years. Got home from work one day, and my wife comes up to me and asked me if I knew where this little pink earring came from. And I said, no, I had no idea. I said, where'd you find it? And she said, well, first of all, do you know anything about it? And I said, no. She had found it in the bed, and I couldn't think of anything that I'd done, and the thing belonged.
I had to go back to all the stuff I'd done, and yeah, none of the stuff exactly. I pulled off could get an earring in bed.
No, I'm thinking, well, maybe it belongs to the little girl across the street. She didn't tell me where she found it when I was trying to figure out whose it was. I thought maybe it was a little girl across the street. My 10-year-old boy had, you know, friends all over the place.
Your 10-year-old is bringing an earring into your wife's bed. That's pretty weird.
Well, he didn't know where she found it.
Right.
First of all, I didn't know where she found it at all. And so she finally told me that she found it in the bed, and I thought, well, hell, I don't have any idea whose earring this is. And she was accusing me, and I was, of course, furious. I ended up going trout fishing, come home, and my boy come up to me after I got home and said, we figured out whose earring it was. Well, my wife had been wearing this in her ear for so long, she forgot she had it and fell out in the bed.
Oh, I hate that.
Before.
My wife has done that, too. Whose is this? Whose is this? Oh, never mind. It's mine.
It's mine. Oh, okay. Who's Bob? And what is he? Who's he love?
You, babe.
Teresa in Stanwood. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. I found a really beautiful stiletto pump and a pair of granny panties in my ex-husband's car. And
granny panties?
Granny panties and a stiletto pump.
But one.
Yeah.
One pump.
One pump.
Yeah, she lost the other leg to diabetes.
Cinder fella.
Oh, man.
It sounds like he didn't explain that one away too well if he's your ex.
Well, yeah. This was his explanation, though. He said they were for him, that he enjoyed wearing them.
Yes, cinder fella. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And he is clearly, you find the granny panties, those are his. You found the one
pump. Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. Maybe the granny panties would have fit him, but the pump was a size 5, and he would have had to wear at least a size 10 woman's shoe, so...
Maybe
I don't know.
Like
he might have used the pump.
Oh, dumb. Was there Vaseline on it?
Like the vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Oh,
thank you very much. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's move on. What's the biggest unexplained mystery in between you and your missus, or between you and your hubby? 1-800-252-1025. Mark in Linwood.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, Mark.
I'm sure glad I don't have to follow the vacuum cleaner. Yes. Story.
man.
Yeah, we're all still reeling.
Well, I think anyone who's listened is still reeling over that one. Mine's another laundry story, and boy, this one was a little weird, too. My wife was making the bed one day, and all of a sudden, out in the sheets come these very, very young-looking girls' panties. She had no idea, and obviously approached me about it as well. And I had no idea as well. My initial response as well was, you know, they're yours. And clearly my wife doesn't wear those kinds of underwear. Well,
you should try and talk her into it. That way, when you bring your niece over, there'll be no confusion.
The nice thing is, it is a good marriage.
Okay, good.
That we were able to resolve this. Her niece came and spent time with us. She'd gone home, lost a pair of her underwear, got mixed in with the laundry, and it wound up there. And the really nice thing about it is, my wife uncovered the mystery. I just left it because I had no answer, and so I left it alone. I felt comfortable with my answer. She was able to resolve the mystery.
That's final answer?
That's your final answer?
Who married a dirtbag?
It was my final answer, but it was nice that she uncovered it.
Of course, she worked full-time 80 hours a week.
Yeah, I heard that. Right. Quit her job. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Damn static.
Still, there was no good story for how it got from the niece. You know where underwear ends up? At the bottom of the bed, curled up, you know, where the sheet goes in.
Yeah, laundry time. Yeah, static cling, man. It happens. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Static cling disasters. Here's Dean in Silverdale. Dean, hello.
Hello.
What'd your wife find?
Say again?
What did your wife find?
She found a pair of black thong underwear in our minivan.
Oh, man.
And?
Well, it's like I was thinking, well, gee whiz, our 21-year-old had been home from Fairchild a few weeks ago, and I thought, oh, gee, that maybe he had a girlfriend in the van or something, even though he's got his own car.
And he has a girl back at the base.
Out, our older son and his wife, when they were remodeling their house, were without laundry for a while, so my wife volunteered to do a few loads of their clothes, so it turned out to be my 24-year-old daughter-in-law's thong.
Your son's a pretty lucky guy. I mean, that's pretty good underwear.
Black thongs, you like that? You get some for your missus?
There's one more little point for you guys.
Yes?
You remember Henny Youngman?
Yeah.
Henny Youngman was getting dressed at the gym one day, and his friend that worked out with him said, "Hey, Henny, what are you pulling on that girdle for? When did you start wearing a girdle?" And he said, "Since my wife found it in the glove compartment of my car."
If you woke up to find yourself on an airplane with a broken nose, 4 missing front teeth, a hole in your cheek, and no idea where you're going, where you were the last 2 weeks, you could be possibly two different people. You could either be Courtney Love or this next person who's in the studio with us right now.
That's better than my joke.
Actually, James Fry had more than just a drinking problem. He also had a fondness for crack, meth, and acid. And it was James Fry who found himself on that plane, missing 4 front teeth, a hole in his cheek, a broken nose. He's written a book about his recovery. He ended up in Minnesota at a treatment center. Now, getting treatment is the only thing that saved his life. A Million Little Pieces is the name of the book. James Fry, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you very much for having me.
All right.
You're amazing.
Tell me about that day on the plane, because it's the greatest introduction.
You know, I woke up on this plane. I don't have any memory of the 2 weeks preceding it. You know, I lived in North Carolina at the time. I woke up on this plane. As soon as I sort of regained consciousness, I knew something really bad had happened. I started to
I've been drafted.
Yeah, I started to feel my face, and my front 4 teeth were gone. My nose was busted. My eyes were both almost swollen shut.
Were the people on the train plane concerned about you?
I was in the back of a plane. It was like a 6 a.m. flight from Columbus, Ohio to Chicago. There wasn't anyone. It was a very nearly empty flight. When I woke up, I didn't have any idea how I had gotten there, where I was going.
Were you hurting a lot?
Yeah.
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 And then there was the hangover.
I mean, there was the hangover was the least of my worries, right. It was.
Now, previous to that, you don't get there overnight. Like, wow, I shouldn't have had those many drinks this weekend. I mean,
damn, many bars.
You had to be in some other situations previous to that too.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty regular to wake up places and not know how I had gotten there or who I was with. I've woken up, you know, all over the place and not, you know, in streets and people's houses and, you know. I woke up in a different country once. I don't remember.
Which country?
I was living in England, and I woke up in Spain. And
how do you fund? I mean, the lifestyle of a drug addict is expensive, but the lifestyle of a globe hopping drug addict, that's really something. How do you
got to have a hit album to pull that off?
Yeah. Are you formerly in some band that we
fish?
No, I had a job, and I was living in London, and I was working freelance production. So you work for a week. You get money, and then you don't work for as long as you can. So that's how I funded it. When I lived in the States, I funded it by dealing drugs.
So you had... Okay, so that's that, too. That was the answer, the other answer. But you had to sober up in time to get to work.
Not really.
No?
I mean, you don't need to sober up to do what I did. Actually, being intoxicated helps your nerves a little bit with it.
Ah, interesting. So, all right, so you... And a lot of people who, you know, get better... it has to be some one thing. Like the other day, Courtney was in court.
Yeah.
And she, like, she didn't say anything. She entered rehab. She was quiet. She was reserved. And we were all hoping that that was her moment. But it's impossible to predict or understand what makes that moment the turning point for the person. Because you'd had previous times, really weird. What was going through your head, and what made you, do you know the moment you turned a corner, or was it a slow struggle?
I don't think though I didn't ever have one of those single cathartic moments where
okay.
No, where you know the skies opened up and I knew everything would be okay. That just didn't happen. You know, when I first got into that facility, I wasn't going to stay. I was just going to wait till I was physically better, so that I could.
You guys
leave.
Have any extra teeth lying around to put in my mouth?
By the way, somebody did some good work because those are fine.
Yeah, can you give me a nice big broad smile? Oh, that's not bad.
These are, they've been re-replaced, so these are not the ones that that got replaced. While
so
I was
you went
the
to Mako
facility.
First. Earl Shive did the first
Shive
one.
Teeth. Yeah.
So no, there was never a single moment. There were.
Okay. Oh yeah, we got to get back to the answer to this question.
Yeah.
And so you just struggled through it.
Yeah, I mean, I started to feel a little bit better physically, and I started to feel a little bit better about some other things, and I made some friends. And
what's give me a little preview of the book, A Million Little Pieces. It's an interesting title, and in your hands, it looks like you've stuck the what are the things you dip cones in? The little sprinkles.
Yeah.
It looks like your hand is dipped in multicolored sprinkles. Is that what that is?
It's not actually my hand, but yeah, the cover of the book is a hand dipped in Vaseline and then covered with cupcake sprinkles.
Is this a weird escapade one night?
Is that an actual life memory?
No, I didn't actually have anything to do with...
Or is it to illustrate A Million Little Pieces?
I didn't have anything to do with the cover.
You're kidding.
No, I mean, the publisher usually gives you the cover, and if you can say you don't like it, and they'll usually say, well, too bad.
We're putting out your book, shut up, yeah. Do you know what it signifies? I mean, you should at least know.
The designer of the cover said he thought the book was beautiful, arresting, and completely repulsive. And so he tried to shoot a photograph that matched that for him.
Interesting. Do you like it?
I do.
Okay.
I like it.
You held out the possibility that you might hate it, so I just wanted to make
sure. No, I dug it. They did well, but people always ask how I came up with the idea, and I
don't know. Did you, now, since this whole turnaround, obviously you look healthy, you're doing good. Are you a teetotaler? Do you have anything in your life? I mean, how far did you have to go?
Yeah, I mean, I smoke cigarettes, I drink coffee, I watch porn.
all healthy.
Aside from that, I'm a total teetotaler, but I'm not a righteous teetotaler. You know, I'm all for people drinking and doing drugs if they want to. I don't think it's my place to tell people not to, and if they can do them and be cool with them, good.
And if they don't have the problem with the teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
Among a bunch of other problems.
Does sitting down to write a memoir, and I've read the reviews, it just says this is an incredible piece of work. Does that make you thirsty? I mean, thinking back to what it was like to drink or like to smoke pot?
I mean, I never liked smoking pot, but no. I mean, my life...
Weird time, acid, meth, crack.
Pot, that's parsley. It's just something you sprinkle on Italian food, yeah.
But no, writing the book, if anything, did the opposite, just because I had to think about what my life was like back then, and it was pretty nasty.
That's pretty standard, Joey. It actually feels good to let it
out. Don't you, when you're trying to get better from that kind of a life, don't you have to kind of write it out to make yourself face it anyway?
I didn't. You're supposed to do that if you do the 12 steps. Right. I didn't do the 12 steps, so okay. I never did that. I didn't write the
book. Did you like every other step? How did you do it?
I didn't do any of the steps.
None of that stuff.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I always joke and say I have my own 12-step program, and the first 11 don't mean squat, and the 12th is don't do it.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Very nice. And so are you not like your job right now is author? My dad would say, do you have something to pull back on?
Yeah. I'm a writer.
You're a writer.
I wrote movies before I wrote this book. So
really?
I've been a writer for a while. I wrote bad, dumb Hollywood movies.
Cool. Mention them because we've watched lots of bad, dumb Hollywood movies.
The dumbest and most popular bad Hollywood movie I ever wrote was called Kissing a Fool. It was starring David Schwimmer and Jason Lee.
I remember it.
Yeah.
I remember that movie. He was one of them was going to get married.
Yeah.
Wanted to test the brides.
Look at this. I
you
told
wrote
you.
That?
I wrote that.
I enjoyed
that.
Now, what were you on when you wrote that?
What drug was that?
I'm an aspiring writer. What should I take?
You know, I wanted to make some money, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to write a dumb commercial romantic comedy that somebody's going to pay me for.
If I get anybody from Friends in it, I'm a hit.
Exactly.
James Fry. James, another plug for the book, A Million Little Pieces. And a couple people would love to, people don't want to do steps. They just want to do it in one step. He's got a one-step program.
Yeah, I got the one-step program.
Thank you, James.